And we are joined now by Kristen Smith of the Chapel Hill Carrboro Chamber of Commerce with a short and sweet business beat. How are you?
I'm good, Aaron. I liked the bumper music leading in. And actually, my favorite thing that I've seen about the RNC is that the U.S. Chamber put together a rock and roll playlist, since they're in Cleveland, which is home to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Actually, the only thing I've ever done in Cleveland. And so
that's the only thing I've ever done in Cleveland, too.
So I really appreciated the playlist. And, you know, they kind of matched the songs with their policy agenda. And,
I thought
that was a I don't know what would be the equivalent for Philly when we come up on the DNC convention.
Yeah, does Philadelphia have a music museum? They've got to somewhere,
Well, they have a beautiful – well, there's obviously the Museum of Art with the famous Rocky
with the
Steps.
Stairs, yes.
They're the city of brotherly love.
Right.
So, but anyway.
That's good. Did you hear, I was posting on this on Facebook earlier today, what Third Eye Blind did. I hate Third Eye Blind so much. They're such a bad band. But
what did they do?
But I think this was an event at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, which is the only time Third Eye Blind will ever be mentioned in the same sentence as the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. But I think this is the Hall of Fame. And they were doing a concert for some charity organization, but it was connected to the RNC. And Third Eye Blind got hired to do this concert.
Right.
But they're all, like, super liberal. So they got up and just trolled the crowd because they were all like RNC delegates. And Third Eye Blind gets up and performs none of their hit songs except Jumper, which is apparently about like LGBT suicide. So they perform that song and none of their other hits. They give they're interspersed all of their like B-sides and songs that they just released last year with like speech after speech about how you ought to believe in science and how you ought to stand up for LGBT rights. They got some booze, but they did that
in Cleveland
last night, and now
I have newfound
respect for Third Eye Blind.
Well,
yes,
that lead-in was just to say that I appreciate the coverage of both conventions, and that when I'm really good at my job, I'm gonna have, you know, rock and roll theme music to go along with.
Do you know what that
bumper
music was that we just came
back with? Agenda. I have no idea.
That was Weird Al Yankovic. Okay. That was CNR. That's his White Stripes parody.
It made me excited to talk about the short and sweet business beat. So
That's Weird Al Yankovic's White Stripes parody, and it's a song about Charles Nelson Reilly.
Okay.
And it's like my favorite Weird Al song. Because it's White Stripes, and I love the White Stripes.
You,
so
you heard it here, folks. Aaron hates Third Eye Blind, but loves
the White Stripes,
and
Weird
and
Al.
Weird Al.
Yeah, I went to see Weird Al at DPEC a couple of years ago, and when he played that song, I was like, oh, like all of his like classic songs, like Eat It and White and Nerdy and all of those. Like I was fine to hear, but I really wanted to hear CNR. So he played that. I'm like, I'm good. The next hour and a half of this concert is gravy for me. It was fun. Anyway. Short and sweet business beat, y'all.
I'm waiting for your segue because you were the one that got us off on Third Eye Blind.
Speaking of Eat It by Weird Al Yankovic, Edible Arrangements is doing a ribbon cutting.
Yes, we just celebrated.
Has done a ribbon cutting,
we
right?
We just celebrated today at 1 p.m. at Southern Village.
That was right off the top of my head.
check it out. Next time we'll do Weird Al songs to pair with all of our chamber members.
Oh, I'm already working on it for this. I'm looking at the list here.
I love it. Okay, so Edible Arrangements, we celebrated with a ribbon cutting today. Congratulations. They're not a new business, but they added some new things. They've added edible to go. So in addition to fruit arrangements and dipped fruit, I got to try a chocolate-covered apple. It was awesome.
Yes.
They have smoothies, fruit salads, and parfaits.
Well, the smoothies are really good. We were at the Southern Village a couple of weeks ago for the NC Symphony Symphony performance, and we were live on the air there. And Edible Arrangements was coming over to like the people who were setting up 3 hours in advance and giving out samples of the smoothies. The smoothies are so good.
I really wanted to try the chocolate and banana one, which I realize is not really a smoothie. It's a milkshake, but
it's a smoothie. There's banana in it. It's a fruit smoothie.
So
it's healthy.
Check it out.
Consarnate.
Check it out and visit Edible Arrangements and their new offerings at Southern Village. We've also got a couple other ribbon cuttings coming up. We have the Gurlitz Architectural Group Open House and Ribbon Cutting. This is also not a new business. They are an architectural firm that was founded in 1988, providing planning and design for a wide range of government private, corporate, and institutional clients. They are they have a new location, and so we're going to be celebrating with them. They have an open house from 4 to 7 p.m. August 9th at 121 South Estes Drive, Suite 100. So we're going to be cutting the ribbon at 4:30 p.m. Hope folks will join us. Check it out at carolinachamber.org/events. Awesome. And then another preview of not exactly a ribbon cutting, but we're going to be having a groundbreaking. I actually love groundbreakings. Yes. Because
you get the shovels. The shovel.
Yeah. And so instead of the, we do have giant scissors for the ribbon cuttings, but the shovel is really exciting to use also. PTA.
Does the town just have like a bunch of shovels just sitting somewhere waiting to be used for one groundbreaking or another? Or do we have to get new shovels every single time? I don't know how this works.
As someone that believes that our municipalities should merge, I think if at least can we please have the same set of shovels? We don't, unfortunately, I don't think we have many groundbreakings, and I want to increase the number of groundbreakings. Yes. That we have, new building. But actually the best thing I saw was when Hampton Inn opened in Carrboro, at that groundbreaking, they had a shovel decorating contest.
Yes.
And PTA Thrift Shop had a really amazing decorated shovel. Mm-hmm. To celebrate the groundbreaking of Hampton Inn.
Okay.
So then at Carolina Square, the dirt that they turned was, yes, Carolina blue. So those are my two favorite groundbreaking moments.
Okay.
I'm sure I'll have a third at the PTA Thrift Shop groundbreaking for the nonprofit collaborative venture, 9 a.m. August 15th at 117 West Main Street in Carrboro. That's adjacent to their Carrboro store, celebrating the development of the first nonprofit collaborative, which will open in 2017.
Okay.
It'll be an accelerator space for nonprofit capacity building, working with Youth Forward and focusing on youth-focused, youth-oriented nonprofit, okay, organizations.
So is that like sort of a shared incubator kind of space but for nonprofits?
That's my understanding, and so we're, okay, really excited about PTA Thrift Shop. This is a new venture for them first, and then the first, you know, kind of accelerator dedicated to nonprofits in the area. So
awesome. It sounds like we've got like more flex space for like just space available for small businesses and smaller nonprofits or bigger nonprofits to come in and do with what they want and need.
I think we're going to see more of that, and I think that's also one of the main takeaways I think we'll see in Boulder on our inner city visit. Mm-hmm. Is seeing the availability of flex space, of co-working space, and you know, some people call them accelerators, some people call them venture labs. It's exciting to see Launch expanding. Dina Mills, one of the is presenting to the Board of Trustees, updating folks about Launch. So it's exciting, mm-hmm, to see their expansion.
And this is going to be new, like newly constructed space, right?
Newly,
I know we were talking about the need to expand commercial space, and all of the new space has to be Class A because that's just what gets built, and expanding the old space allows for Class B and C. But this is, and we were talking about Launch expanding.
Right.
They're expanding into space that already exists.
New. And that's, yeah, usually the best opportunity. But I'm excited to learn more about this this groundbreaking that I wanted to get on calendars because they're I'm excited about celebrating with PTA Thrift Shop.
August 15th. Is that a Saturday?
I do not know,
okay,
off the top of my head, but it's at 9 a.m. August 15th.
It's a Monday.
It's Monday
morning, so. August 15th. Okay.
That's similar.
Thank goodness for like computers with calendars that you can just click a button and pull it up. It's like, what day is August 15th? You used to have to like go to a whole other room and look at the hanging calendar that was on the wall.
Thank goodness for computers. You're, yep, faster on the draw. I was looking at my phone. So, but those are that's our ribbon cutting roundup.
Okay.
Tomorrow we're going to be having our monthly networking event, FaceTime. We're excited to do this in partnership, ooh, with WCHL Chapelboro.
Mm-hmm.
It's preceded by Chamber 401, so come to, it's actually the BMW dealership at Performance Auto Mall, and learn more about Chamber membership and what it can offer you, even if you're not a member. At 4 o'clock, we'll have Chamber 401. That's our orientation. And then we'll have our networking event open to anyone, 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. tomorrow at Performance Auto Mall, which includes brands Acura, BMW, and Subaru, and you can get your car detailed or serviced there. If you're not a Chamber member, all it takes to attend FaceTime is $5, and that goes to our nonprofit spotlight. This month, it's Learning Outside, where they offer hands-on outdoor learning programs at Triangle Land Conservancy. Hands-on outdoor learning programs at Triangle Land Conservancy. They own the Irvin Nature Preserve.
Yeah.
So that will be a way that you can participate, even if you're not a chamber member. Great networking opportunity. Lots of prizes, food, beer, and wine. You can find out more information at carolinachamber.org/FaceTime.
And that's going to be tomorrow, 5:30 to 7:30, and we're doing it in partnership with each other, so WCHL Chapelboro will be there. I'm going to be on the air, but I think everyone else from WCHL is also going to be
at FaceTime. Come on, can they not let you out once
in
a while?
No, I just got holidays off for the first time, so we just instituted that, so I'm still working on getting chamber
FaceTime
off. At least
a live remote. We'd have plenty of folks for you to talk to.
And that's
so
true, yeah.
We're excited about celebrating FaceTime. Again, open to non-members, just $5 to the nonprofit spotlight, but free for all chamber members. Join us at FaceTime, 5:30 to 7:30 tomorrow at Performance Auto Mall.
Very cool. So we're speaking with Kristen Smith, Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber of Commerce. We've got to let you go in just a couple of seconds, but I know we were sort of talking about this before we started, and this is something that we've mentioned on the air before, but for people who are just joining us, most of the town's business is wrapped up for the summer, but we just have a new sign ordinance. So what does that mean for businesses? What does that mean for residents and people who live and work and play in Chapel Hill?
Well, I will say that the Downtown Partnership really took a leadership role in this, and they have the best resource to explain the sign ordinance. At the council's last meeting, they approved new changes. This is the third in a set of major changes about the sign ordinance. First, allowing monument signage at large commercial space. Mm-hmm. Then a change to allow monument signage at smaller commercial spaces. And so make sure you go to downtownchapelhill.org to find out more about the sign ordinance and what it means for you and your business.
Awesome. All right. CarolinaChamber.org is the chamber's website. CarolinaChamber.org/FaceTime if you want to know more about the event that's coming up tomorrow, 5:30 to 7:30 at Performance Auto Mall. That's co-hosted by WCHL and the chamber. So come on out and see all of us there. That's going to be a lot of fun. Kristen Smith, thank you so much.
Thanks so much, Aaron.